it up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He gets the credit. Be glorified. He said, let people see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Is that what he said? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give them another round. Amen. Stand to your feet. Amen. I could have heard some more of that singing. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Raise your Bible and let us say these words together. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. Amen. And we are looking at the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis. Amen. We are looking at Genesis chapter 22. Amen. Genesis chapter 22, and we are looking a very familiar passage of Scripture. Amen. And that is, we all know the story of Isaac and Abraham. And so we're looking at verse number 11. Verse number 11. Genesis chapter 22, verse number 11. Amen. So I want to talk. Amen. Well, let me read this verse first. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. Amen. Amen. Here am I. Can we read that back together? Amen. Ready, read. Here am I. Amen. God bless you. Here am I. That's a good one. That's a good one. Amen. The word of God is so good. Let us go to the Lord. Father, we thank you for this word. We ask your blessings upon it. We know it's already blessed, but we ask you to help us to be blessed by it, what it has to say. You led me in this direction, Lord, and I just pray that you'll be glorified. Amen. We thank you for such wonderful, wonderful spirit-filled music. But now we need a spirit-filled minister to feed your people. I'm ill-prepared, but I know that you're able. Have mercy upon us. We love you, Lord. We praise you. You have literally left us speechless. You are so good to us. We praise you now. Speak to us and through us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I want to talk about, you may be seated, going above and beyond the call of duty. Amen. Amen. I didn't get it to them in time. I didn't. Amen. Going above and beyond the call of duty. Amen. And I'm talking about pressing. Amen. Amen. Pressing beyond the point of no return is a subtitle. Amen. Pressing beyond the point of no return. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 So this morning we look at this text and amen. There are some points and periods in life. Amen. That are good, but they're not good enough. Amen. There are some points and periods in life that are okay, but they're not all right. Amen. And in life, we know that there are some things that we need to do that we don't do. Amen. There are some things that we need to do that we don't do, and we don't do them until we get to a point. we can be brought to a point by which we can do some things that we wouldn't normally do. Amen. And this morning, what we want to do is we want to see how the Lord wants us to go beyond the point of no return. The aim of our sermon is for us to examine our relationship with God. Amen. That's the goal. It's for us to examine our relationship with God. Amen. And what we find out basically is that God calls us to a life of obedience. God calls us to a life of obedience, and we move from a life of obedience to the point of being obligated to whatever he asks of us, and then we give him our offering. Amen. We give him our offering. We offer what we have to him. Amen. And so this morning, as we look at this, what we find basically is that Abraham was told to leave his country. He was told to leave, and God told him to get out. Amen. Get out of thy country. Get away from your family. Get away from your familiarity. Get away from your father. And I want you to get going. Amen. I want you to get out, and I want you to get going. Amen. Amen. That's what obedience is all about. It's about getting out and getting going on to what God wants you to do. Amen. Amen. God is calling us to get out and get going. Amen. If we are going to be obedient to him. And Abraham is known as the father of our faith. In actuality, what it means is that he's the father of the faithful. Amen. Amen. It means more that he's the originator of our faith, rather than talking about how our faith operates. Amen. Because, you know, Abraham, although he was the father of our faith, is called the father of our faith, did not always have faith. Amen. So, amen. Amen. He's called the father of our faith. But, amen, he did not always operate by faith. So what I want us to understand is he's the father of the faithful, and what I want us to see is the fact that it's not so much that he operated in faith as it is that he was the originator of us having our faith. Because he said, if you get going, I am going to make your name great, and I'm going to give you a great nation, and through thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. If you're faithful, and you leave like I told you to. Amen. If you get going. Amen. Then I will make your name great. I'll give you a great nation, and I will, through thee, all nations of the earth, all families of the earth will be blessed. Amen. And he was so faithful till he did it. He left Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. Went on down into the Canaan land south, almost to the point of going to Negev. And he found, the Bible says that he got into the Canaan land, the land that God was going to give him. But he was on a journey. And this faith journey is a journey. Amen. Amen. And we don't always have the faith that we need. But as long as we're faithful. Amen. Amen. As long as we're faithful. Amen. Amen. Abraham did not always have faith. He didn't have enough faith. He was married to a beautiful woman, a woman that was so beautiful. Until he knew when he got into Egypt, because there was a famine in the land, he knew that they were going to kill him and take his wife. Sarah was someone to behold. She was so beautiful till Abraham knew that once Pharaoh saw her, he was going to kill him. Amen. And he's a man of God, but he lied, didn't he? He told his wife to lie. I'm glad that God paints the truth. Amen. That's one thing I like about the Bible. It's going to tell you the truth about everybody. The Bible does not point a pretty picture. Oh, we see the ugliness of those who supposedly are holy. But it's real. Because we are holy doesn't mean that there are no ugly sides to us. Somebody said all Christians are like the moon. We all got a dark side. But he lied, didn't he? He lied. And understand, he was limited. He didn't believe. If he was a man of faith, why didn't he believe God would have taken care of it? That's my point. He was the originator of our faith. In other words, because of Abraham, we got faith because of Abraham. He was the original person that God decided to bless the world through. Amen. He was the one. And we are the products of believing in Abraham. He brought in the Messiah into the world. And we are blessed now. Amen. Because of Abraham's seed. Amen. But Abraham was not always faithful, because I told you he lied. And he didn't believe, apparently, that God could take care of him. And it doesn't matter whether it was a half a lie or a part of a lie, a little white lie. It was a lie. Amen. Amen. And a lie always, bring temporary relief. The truth is going to come out. Amen. It may give you some relief, but it's going to be temporary. Amen. It's going to hold you. It's going to give you a little bit more time. But eventually, you know what's going to happen. But Jesus says that what would have happened if he just had faith? Well, I won't dig into that, but I want to just get on to what I'm going to say and get on out of here. He did not always have faith, but what we find here simply is that he was faithful. He kept on moving. He was afraid. Amen. He was shaky. But he kept on moving. Things got rough and he ran into bad weather, the famine. He ran into food shortages. He ran into a situation where he had to lie about his wife. But tell your neighbor, he kept on moving. He was faithful to God. God told him to get out and he kept on going. He ran into some obstacles and he didn't handle them right, like he should have, but he kept moving. Amen. Are you still moving? See, Satan's desire is to stop you. Amen. Amen. He wants to stop you. It doesn't matter if you start out, if you stop. Satan doesn't mind you getting married. He said, I'm just going to block the marriage. He don't mind you saying, I'm going to school. He just don't want you to finish school. He don't want you to go all the way. But Abraham kept going. Oh, Lord, he was committed. He obeyed God. He left and he went to the land that God was going to show him. And when he got there, what he found out, God began to bless him. He and his wife, although he's the father of the faith, didn't believe that God would deliver him the son he had promised him. You telling me that I'm going to bring, families are going to be blessed through me, but my wife is barren. She can't have children. How, Lord, are you going to do this? And we know that even Sarai made the mistake of getting Hagar. Amen. And amen. Trying to help God out. Amen. 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 I'm barren, and God, we got to help God fulfill his promise. How many of y'all know that when God says something, you ain't got to worry about helping him out? Amen. Amen. You really don't. You can do it if you want to, but it's gonna be a mistake. It's gonna be a waste of time. Amen. To try to help God out. You're just gonna mess things up. Amen. Amen. Just let him do it his way. Amen. His way is the best way. Praise the Lord. God's way is the best way. And so he went on and had Ishmael and by Hagar, and we find out that Ishmael was created a problem later on because, amen, when God did move, amen, in Sarai's life and they had Isaac, we find out that ever since then, just about those two boys been fighting. Amen, amen. Those two boys been fighting because Abraham tried to help God out, and he did not lead like he should have. He let his wife tell him what to do, and they've been fighting ever since. Amen. Amen. They've been fighting ever since. Amen. Amen. And maybe he wavered in his faith. That's why I said, amen, he had faith, but it was limited faith. Amen. Amen. His faith was limited. And so what we find out, basically, what I'm trying to get to is the bottom line here is that Abraham finally got the boy he needed. He wanted a son, and God gave him a son, Isaac. And he got that son, and you know what God did? He told him, okay, now I want your son. I want you to take your son. And it's really talking about Jesus. We won't get to that part. Amen. I intend to come back to this later. But he's really talking about how God gave his only son. Amen. And we know that he went to the bottom of the hill. God had told him to go sacrifice your son. God asked him for the love of his life. Amen. God asked him for the love of his life. And many of us say that we love God, but there are other things we love too. As a matter of fact, there are other things that we love perhaps more than God. Now, let's just be real about it. We say, I love the Lord. Amen. We love the Lord. We say, I love the Lord. He said, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, there's some other things that's the center of your joy. Amen. We may not get to it this morning, but there are some other things that you love, not only like God, but more. And that's where the problem comes in. We've gotten to the point to where we are at church. Amen. But we're stuck at church. Amen. 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 Our obligation, our obedience has brought us to an obligation that we are not fully fulfilling our obligation to God like we really ought to. And God's program will never get to where it needs to get unless he's Lord. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all. Amen. Amen. And the problem is that we really say we do, but every Sunday we find out that we really don't. Every week we find out that we really don't love him more than anything. Amen. If we had time, we'd have to understand this morning that we have to love God more than anything. Anything that gets in God's way, he's going to ask you for it. Amen. Anything. You're not really willing to worship him until you're sold out anyway. We said we want to follow the Lord. Amen. The rich young ruler said he wanted to follow him. He said, well, give me, sell everything you got. And then amen. Y'all know what happened? He found out that there was something that I love more than you. If any man come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross. He got to deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And anytime we have something that we love more than God, then God is going to send you, he's going to give you a test. He's going to give you a test. Now, amen. So Abraham got the boy of his life, the dream of his life. He got the little boy, Isaac. And now everything is fine. Everything is fine. And God says, I want Isaac to be killed. I want to take your son. Now, God is not for human sacrifices. That was something that the pagans did. But this is just a test of the emergency broadcast system. Amen. That's all this is. This is just a test. Now, he already knew about how faithful Abraham was. But Abraham didn't know. You see, we've got to get to the point to where we know that there's nothing before him. And we've got to get to that point. Now, we get to the point to where we'll come to church and we'll become a Christian, but then you got to get beyond the point. You got to get beyond that point. To the point to where there is no going back. Have we got a witness? Amen. You can't play footsie with God. Amen. You can't jump in and out, in and out, in and out. Amen. He wants you to get in the boat with both feet. Amen. And then push the boat on out in the water. Amen. And then not he have him not have to worry about you going back. God is that kind of a God. And God will test you. And you need to know. Abraham needed to know, and many times we need to know that we need to know how much we really do love the Lord. And the only way we can find out, you see, because tests are for the inside. Amen. Tests are not for the outside. Tests are for the inside. God gives us tests to develop us on the inside. Abraham may have kind of gotten in his mind that, you know, maybe I love the Lord and I don't love this boy more than the Lord, but it needed to be acted out. And that would do more for him on the inside than it would on the outside if he never knew. God was developing Abraham. The Bible says that God already knew. We know God is omniscient. Amen. Amen. When he said, for now I know, in verse 12. Amen. God already knew. Amen. God is omniscient. Now I know it. He did not get information. Those tests are for our development. Now, we know God didn't need no information. Amen. That was for Abraham's own development. Let's not bore you too long. What we want to understand here this morning is that we've got to get to that point of being obligated. And what the test does is it lets us know where our faith is. God said, I'm going to get you in a tight. I'm going to get you in a bind. I'm going to see where your faith is. Amen. You need some tests. There's nothing that'll grow you up like a test. You ever been scared to death and you found out everything was all right? Well, God just used that. He knew everything was going to be all right. He just wanted you to go through it. To scare you to death. Amen. I often play this trick on my wife. Amen. Amen. I play this trick on my wife. I tell her something that she really don't want. She really don't like. And I'll tell her. And I know everything's all right. But she just go through all kind of just concern and worry and worrying about what, you know, you didn't let that happen. You didn't. I already know the real story. But the growth she got out of it made me just, and I wasn't worried about it. And see, oftentimes that's the way it is with God. That's the way it is with God. God knows ain't nothing to worry about. But he put you in a situation where you think it is something to worry about. And although it don't happen, he still yield the increase of you worrying to death. You still get growth out of what scared you. And he end up getting the growth and then letting nothing happen to you. All he wanted was you to be tested. All he wanted was you to be developed on the inside. He knew all the time that there was nothing to worry about, but you didn't. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so in he is he. So if I can get you to think it, you'll go through it. I can send you through something without even letting it happen by getting you to believe something that's not true.